Parade of Lights is an alt electro band based in Los Angeles and comprised of four band members. These band members include Ryan Daly, Anthony Improgo, Michelle Ashley, and Randy Schult. This unique group combines rock, new wave, and shoegaze to create what is a new blend of 80s pop. The band draws their inspiration from artists like U2, MH3, and even Madonna. After meeting in Los Angeles in 2006, the boys formed a band named Polis and released a four-song album entitled Wish. After immediately garnering a significant buzz locally, Polis was put on hold due to the members Dolly and Improgo having tours as musicians. Even with their rigorous touring schedules, the two managed to keep their friendship intact and exchange song ideas via email until 2010, when they decided to officially reunite as Parade of Lights. Parade of Lights' music was both energetic and uplifting and motivational. It was definitely something I would listen to while studying. It has a nice, soft voice that complements the background music well, and while not overpowering the background, it also adds to the music. The song was definitely different and almost refreshing.
I felt that Parade of Lights should have more recognition as an American Top 40 band, and I thought it was something that I would hear on an AT40 station. The Parade of Lights reminded me of similar artists such as Gold Room, Small Pools, Magic Man, or even American Authors. The beat reminded me of summer. I think that was what they were going for when they created the overall theme for the album. Since the cover art has palm trees, much like a beach-themed cover of the Gold Room albums or Magic Man's album, which featured a Hawaiian volcano. The band's most popular songs on Spotify is called We're the Kids, and embodies a sense of never-ending teenage years and good times that come with them. We're the Kids definitely have a more of an indie rock vibe, which is becoming more popular in American Top 40 songs today, especially in summer of 2014.
Also, We're the Kids is similar to the other song, Golden. It also contains more lyrics and a much softer beginning, while the latter song begins with a strong, loud background music. The lyrics to both songs are very motivational and inspiring, but the second has a much better and prettier lyrics, in my opinion. While both are uplifting, the second song is much more catchy.
Stav is referencing Golden, another track by Parade of Lights. In the song, the band focuses on a theme of losing your mind to the music. Let's take a listen. In my opinion, Golden had the most energy of all the songs on the album. If you liked Golden, you should definitely check out these songs. Waves by Magic Man, Morgan's Bay by Gold Room, Oceans by Coast, and All Eyes on You by St. Lucia.
Some other songs on this album, titled Burn and The Island, really complement the main songs from Parade of Lights' summer-themed album. Here's another taste of their music.
Right into my eyes.
has an incredibly catchy start with beautiful background music and amazing lyrics. Though all their songs are catchy and fun, this song seems to be the most serious of the lot. While not completely sad or solemn, it just seems to have not the same level of happiness as and energy as the other songs. All these songs have been so much fun to listen to, especially after a stressful day of school and tests. They've made me happier and more energetic. I did my homework while listening to this album and found myself almost enjoying doing the activity as the background music motivated me and I hummed along. It's definitely something worth listening to.
I thought that Burn was especially energetic and reminded me of Song by 5 Seconds of Summer. I thought that the song was pretty bubblegummy, like something you would hear on the radio, and it had a great theme of taking on the world.
The Island has the best lyrics of the lot, if you ask me, because they are just something you can relate to and fun and catchy in so many ways. After I heard the song only once, I heard myself singing the lyrics and humming the tune while doing homework. Parade of Lights, while not a top 50 band, is definitely something worth listening to. I enjoyed myself listening to these songs, and I know that other people will. Just give them a try.